So we're doing famous Rambams. Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches through Yud Beis. Very famous section of the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Everyone has to learn. Bein Ani, Bein Ashir. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich. Bein Shalim B'Gufo, Bein Baal Yisurin. Whether you're healthy or whether you have pain. Bein Bocher, whether you're young. Bein Shayazakein Gadol, Shetashash Kocho. You're very old and you're weak. Rav Neven Sal Shlita is older and he walks a little more slowly. He learns all the time. Afilu Hayo'ani Hamisparnes Minat Staka. Even if you're getting staka, Umchazar Al Apsachim, you still have to learn. And then here is the very interesting phrase of the Rambam. Ve'afilu Baal Isha Ubanim. Even if you're married with kids, you have to learn every day. So I heard Rabbi Zibalovsky Shlita, Rabbi Twersky Shlita, both pointed out the order of the Rambam. When he wants to get to the, what's the ultimate challenging time? What's the ultimate time pressure that makes it hard to learn and you still have to learn? Isha Banim, that's more than being poor, that's more than being in pain, that's more than being very old and weak. So there are two sides to this Rambam. Number one, he's teaching us, he's reflecting the fact that there are a lot of pressures when you're married with kids. There are things we're thinking about, things we're worrying about, and it's very, very hard with all the concerns and with all the worries. And you're married with kids means, you know, with the Parnassa challenges, it's very challenging. And the Rambam is aware of that, and that's why he puts the order the way that he does. And the other side of the Rambam is, but you still have to learn every day. And you have to ikivei dima Torah. And failure is not an option. You have to make sure that despite the pressures, and they're big, and despite the various pulls at your time that we have, and despite the worries, you have to set aside time to learn every day and every night. It's very, very important. It's doable. It's doable. Even though it's hard, it's doable. There is enough time for learning if a person has his priorities straight. You get home from work, you spend time with your wife, you spend time with your children, but if you're zocheh to have children, you spend time with your children, you relax a little, and then you learn every night. And if you work out your schedule to also learn in the morning. Yeah, but it's so hard. There's no time. I have no time for anything. So here we have the two mushels. Both are emes. Both are very important. And they're mamish mamish lemaisa. Mushel number one is from one of Stephen Covey's books. You know, Stephen Covey wrote the Seven Habits books. So he has a mushel called the Big Rocks, Little Rocks mushel. A person has a 6-inch bucket. He has 3 2-inch rocks, tall rocks, and he has pebbles, 5 inches of pebbles. Sorry, he has 3 5-inch rocks, okay, and 2 inches of pebbles. So you put the pebbles in first, then put the big rocks in. Doesn't fit. The rocks stick out on top. If you put the big rocks in, then you pour the pebbles in, then there's room for everything. The pebbles go on the sides of the big rocks, under the big rocks, around the big rocks, and there's room. Life is about making sure the big rocks are in place first. The big rocks are davening with a minyan, spending time with your wife, spending time with your kids, and being koveitim latorah. The big rocks are not 4 hours of TV every night. If a person has his priorities straight and starts with the big rocks, you'll find time for everything. You'll see. Life is about having the right priorities. So that's what the Rambam's saying. with the Isha Ubanim, with the pressure of Parnasa, still you have to learn every day. That's mushal number one, a very, very good emistika mushal. Mushal number two is the famous President's Room mushal from Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky Shalita. Here's the mushal. A businessman is on a trip. He needs a place to sleep. He comes to a hotel. He says, I need a room. The clerk says, sorry, no rooms. He says, I need a room. I have no place. The clerk behind the desk says, sorry, I don't have a room for you. No rooms are open. The businessman says, please, let me speak to the manager. The manager comes out. Sir, there are no rooms here. I'm sorry. We're full. The businessman says, you mean to tell me that if right now the President of the United States came to this hotel, you wouldn't find him a room? The manager says, if the President came, we'd find him a room. Of course. The businessman said, good. He's not coming. I'll take his room. That is a very important mushal. If it's the President, you find the room. If it's important, you make the time. If it's the President, you find the room. Oh. Having time for learning is the President. You make the time. When something's really important, you find the time. This is the Rambam in Halacha Ches, that a person has to set aside time. And again, the order is very striking. Very striking order. He's aware of the pressures, he's aware of the challenges, and yet you still have to learn every day. Okay. The Rambam continues, Halacha Yud. Rav Shechter Shlita, Merebi Rav Shechter Shlita, often quotes this Rambam. Ad Emesai Chayev Lilma Torah, until when do you have to learn? Ad Yom Oso. Mamish, till the last day of your life. You have to learn every day. Even the last day of your life, a person has to always have set aside. What a very important idea. Every single day. The Rambam explains that if you stop learning, you start forgetting. So you'll start forgetting. You have to learn every single day. Mamish, 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 ad yom oso. Very powerful Rambam. Rav Shechter likes to tell a story about the Maharil Diskin. Is that so? The Rav in Brisk and the Rav in Yerushalayim. He would always daven Mincha Gedola, you know, early Mincha. Why? He said, well, you know, person's going to die one day. And what if you die like 4 in the afternoon? So I'd rather die with Mincha that day without Mincha that day. So I try to daven early. What an amazing approach to life. Davening Mincha every day, no matter what. Okay, and here he has the learning Torah every day. Oh, and then finally, there's the world famous Rambam, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. The Rambam says you should split up your learning: a third in Torah Shebichsav, a third of Torah Shebal Peh, and a third when you delve into the Torah Shebal Peh and analyze and try to work things out. A third of Tanakh, a third of Mishnah, and a third of what we would call a Gemara. Okay. Now, the Rambam says, how do you divide up your day? Ketzad. Haya balumnus. You have a job. Haya osek b'malachto shaloshos b'yom uvatora tesha. You work for 3 and you learn 9. So those 9 hours, you split up a third, a third, a third. So the Rambam's a standard balabus that he's talking to in his sefer learns 9 hours a day. Now, I'm not sure the average balabas nowadays can learn 9 hours a day, but certainly he can learn a lot. Certainly he can learn a lot. And that's the message of the Rambam that we have to take. We have to really, really try to find ways to maximize our time learning, despite the pressures, despite the parnasa, and despite the worries. It's a major, major focus. That's the famous Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, that the average that his balabas he's talking to is learning for 9 hours a day. Oh. So these are some ideas of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah that we can apply in our lives. It applies to everyone. It applies to yeshiva guys, and it applies to balabatim as well.